closely at the messages of that are coming from the apparitions of Mary that are based upon the miracle of Fatima and the messages from Mary of Fatima that followed, those are the messages that are preparing Catholicism to expect Christ to come in heaven. And one of the things that Mary says will demonstrate that it is Christ is that he's going to call fire down from heaven inside of men. So they've been prepared in a very specific way by Satan to believe that when Satan returns himself, that he is Christ. And this is in agreement with Satan's desire to take control of the world. He needed a worldwide organization that he could take control of and attempt to manage the world. And that's why Sister White says the Roman Church is a masterpiece of his efforts to place himself upon the throne of the world. It was, he wanted to build a structure that he could set upon when he returned, but he had to prepare the mentality of the Catholic Church to receive him as its leader when he came. And how is he going to do it? Why would a pope abdicate just because someone appeared and said, I want to take control? Well, he didn't do it that way. He prepared them through the messages of Mary to believe that when he returns, that he is Christ. And if Christ returns, certainly the pope will surrender or at least co-rule the Catholic Church with him. Nevertheless, when you look closely at this, and the Crowning Act study is one where we address this, and also the Final Rise and Fall of the King of the North, we go into this and show the direct connection between the apparitions of Mary and this struggle between Catholicism and atheism that began in 1798. When you look at this, you see that verse 40 is simply a continuation of the thought of the role of Mary in Catholicism. In verse 38, this goddess of fortresses that will be honored with gold and silver, precious stones, and pleasant things is none other than Semiramis that has come down through history and was accepted as the Virgin Mary in Catholicism and was increased with glory every time a new statement was made by Catholicism about the role and function of Mary. It just got more and more absurd, and it is that way to this very day. So, verses 38, 39, and 40, there is a direct connection. Now, I don't feel as though I went through verse 40, so I've raised questions for some of you that may have never looked at that verse before that I haven't even tried to answer. Please bear with me. I just wanted to jump in there and develop the connection of verse 38, 39, 40.